Oh my goodness, I was raised in this community. And fortunately, I was raised by Dan Stavely and Ryan and a lot of, and really a lot of other coaches. I believe that's why God brought me to Colorado.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just an old linebacker. Just tell me which way to go. Just show me where the ball is and I'll find it. My roots are here, by the grace of God. My dad was the first Hawaiian to play football at Notre Dame, and that was always my childhood dream. And then God brought me to Boulder. For his sake. All right. So I, John 10:10, I'll get right into this. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus says, I came so that they would have life and have it abundantly. So, fellas, the last 4 years, I have been with a military veterans organization called Operation Restored Warriors. And their mission was the 22-plus veterans a day that took their lives. And they took me in. And what I have come to find out is that military veterans, first responders, and the competitive athlete, not necessarily professional, but the competitive athlete that played in college, and basically most men have the same thing in common. And by the grace of God, I was involved for 4 years, and I was able to take 30-plus former CU players, NFL players, through their two-day intensive. So when I, Operation Restored Warrior, when I went with them and went through their program, it was called the Drop Zone, and it was a five-day intensive. And he was on a ranch outside of Vail in Wolcott, beautiful setting. But I didn't know what I didn't know, and we don't, until I went through this. And then just recently, I was introduced just about a year ago. I went to Florida to experience the life relaunch experience, which is the takeoff of the military drop zone. And so the founder and CEO of Life Relaunch came out of Operation Restored Warrior like myself, but he converted into a two-day intensive. And so experiencing that and seeing that, the same thing happens in the two-day as the five-day. And so I saw that as an opportunity to make it more accessible. So I have, last May, I did a two-day life relaunch back on the ranch, Four Eagle Ranch, and moved out and took some players, some of my former players through. And then last weekend, Friday and Saturday, on the top of the Champion Center, a rooftop that looks into the stadium. I took some more other former players through. For what purpose? Where does anxiety and fear come from? Where does rejection, worthlessness, diminishment, shame and guilt, hopelessness, helplessness, loneliness, abandonment, and suicide, where does it come from? John 10:10 says that we have an enemy. And his sole purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. And he's relentless. And he's been relentless in our lives from the beginning. And we begin to agree with those lies. And so what Operation Restore Warrior did for me was help me understand the real warfare, the real spiritual warfare that the enemy has done in my life. I grew up believing the lie that I was not good enough, that I was not loved. Now, understand, I am the oldest of a military, of an Army officer, career officer. And my only dream was to follow my dad's footsteps to Notre Dame. In spite. Why did I believe I was never good enough? Because I got the crap beat out of me growing up as a young boy. And I had to watch my dad beat the crap out of my mom and lay in bed still, pretending to be asleep because I did not want that wrath. Yes, my dad provided. We had a roof, we had food, we had everything we needed. But I had a hard time believing that he loved me, that I was even good enough for him. And that's the message and the lie that was delivered with pain from the enemy. My dad was an angry man. My dad grew up in poverty in Hawaii. My dad only knew what he knew to do, and he served. And he served in Vietnam twice, and while we as a family was without a dad. But my dad was a wounded man, come to find out. And his wounds became my wounds. And Jesus said that he came that we may have life and have it abundantly. My medication was my achievements in sports. My medication was my dad's Playboy magazines underneath his bed. My medication was pleasing, being a pleaser, wanting everybody to like me. Because of the lies of the enemy, Satan is called the accuser. Who is it that in our heads, we diminish ourselves. How is it in our heads that we feel alone? How is it that in our own minds that we have anxieties and fears? At least that's what I grew up with. We have an enemy. And all he does is whispers. You're not good enough. You are not loved. And I dealt with that until I went through 5 years ago the drop zone with the Operation Restored Warrior, all military veterans, except for me. And they revealed to me the agreements that I have made with the enemy. Now, I'm a born again believer. I gave my life to Jesus. And for whatever reason, and I had no idea that I was agreeing with the enemy. Those were lies. And those were lies that I believed until most recently. So, Jesus says, I have come that you may have life and you have a life abundantly. Are you living an abundant life? Are you really living? And I wasn't, because I was not free from my past. Yes, I had salvation. But the years of woundedness have settled so deep within my heart that the enemy does a great job of stuffing it away so that we don't remember it. And it's still there. I had so much crap. Stuff so deep, I had no idea. So, we have an enemy, and he's been relentless, kicking our ass most of all of our lives. And we had no idea, at least I had no idea, what was going on. And so I've taken Life Relaunch to deal with all that, to men, my men, former players, some of them are in the NFL, and the people that are around me. And so I'm committed to taking this program, Life Relaunch, for the restoration of men's hearts and minds. Here's a pamphlet if you're interested. They will post where and when my next life relaunch will be. Right now, November 18th, 19th, we'll be back up on the rooftop at the Champion Center. I couldn't get back in until then. I am looking for a space for 2-day life relaunch experience from 8 to 5. Proverbs 4:23. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Another version Proverbs 4:23, keep your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. And so what I've experienced, what I have come to understand, is that the battle, the enemy, raises and rages war in our minds. But what the enemy is really after is our hearts. And so I'm here. This didn't take very long. I have what I'm saying on this. I have this, and I'll leave them out. But here's why I'm here. This was a very hard message for me to share, because I don't expect you to understand what the enemy is really doing. All I know is that I recognize most of us, and we are gracefully growing older, myself included. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus has more. He has so much more for you. He has so much more for us. I was 60 plus before I realized that the freaking enemy was kicking my ass. And I thought it was me. I was the one that was repeating his diminishment about myself. I was the one that was repeating his lies that I was not loved, that I am full of shame and full of guilt. But not anymore. Even as a born-again believer, we deal. The enemy, I mean, that just set the dog after whatever, right? When we became a believer, the enemy was relentless, even more. And so where are we, where we want to be? No, we're not. Philippians 3:13-14. Forgetting what lies behind, reaching forward to what lies ahead. God is not done with us. God is not done with you. I don't care how old you are. Until we get to glory. There's no enemy there. But we are living in his realm. We are living in his realm. Believe it or not, I love the mountains. I love the blue skies. I love the sun. But the freaking enemy is after my heart and working my mind. You're not good enough. So there's a process to get freedom, true freedom. And I can now say that I am free. I am loved. Jesus loves me just the way that I am. And you as well. But now I know the freedom. I understand how the enemy was working overtime. And forgive me, that's, you know, kick my ass. That's just a friendly expression on the field. So let me close with prayer. So Jesus, I don't know. Where we want to go from here. But I want to thank you for what you have done, what you are doing in my life, and why you have brought me to Boulder, Colorado. And it wasn't just for football, it wasn't just for education, it wasn't just for salvation, but it was for the restoration of my heart and of my life and of my mind. And so Jesus, I just pray that you have your way with us. What is it that you want to do with us? And so we give you thanks and praise that you do have more, that you want us to experience more freedom, that you do want to express be loved, have more love. You can't love us enough. And yet we're the ones that prevent that. And so Jesus, I just pray that you would indeed do what you want to do in our lives. Do what you want to do in the life of this ministry here. In the lives of these men, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, if I'm going to leave these. So I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry about that. So Rick George created a position for me. It's called a character coach. And so I have full access to the athletic facilities. I have been in the workouts, in the weight rooms, and on the fields, and I go to practices. And yes, there's been a big flip on the campus, right? University of Colorado football, right? And I love what Prime's doing. He's flipping the program. Now, the portal has given him the opportunity to bring men from anywhere he wants. And I can tell you that there's probably about 80 new faces on the team. Well, 80 old faces had to leave. But we have more length, we have more experience, and we have more athleticism at every position. So, as an observer, Coach Prime has a very tight circle. I am not a part of that circle. Okay, so I'm not on a staff. I'm not anything except the athletic director says you're the character coach for CU Athletics, primarily football. And so, yes, I go to practice. And my job right now is getting to learn new people, right? I love the coaches that he's brought in. I love the staff that he's brought in and he has surrounded himself with. And I love the players. And all of them have been nothing but very respectful to me. That's my only impression. And so I do, as a football coach, I like what I see. I like what I hear. I like what's going on. And it was hard for me to see 80 guys go. It was hard to see people that I know and love not succeed here. And so Prime has a faith. Prime also has his own pastor, which is okay. Again, I'm not on his inner circle. I am an outside observer, but I have access to the inside. And I do. I really do like what he's doing. And I like everything that's going on up there. And I don't have any money, but my money is on him. How well, how soon, how fast. He wants to win now. I believe that he's very intelligent, that there is a method to his madness. I do. I believe that there's something there. And I believe that the hand of God is on him, because I'm praying for that. My role is presence and prayer. Just like J.B. Hall, I have invited him to help me.
Amen.
In that ministry with the football team, presence and prayer. And
love it.
That's all I know.
Yeah. Amen. Let's get
so I'm going to leave this stuff out for you guys if you want it. Thank you.
And I'll tell you why. You've been a college linebacker, an NFL linebacker, a college coach, but this shingle character coach, I think that was made for you, Brian. I love nothing better than having Brian as a character coach up on the hill. JB Hall, good morning. Making a cameo. Good to see you. God bless you, sir.
Bless you.
Where is he?
Praise God. He's back there. Wave to the one.
He would be.
Hallelujah. God let you go. If I may say one word, just you got the microphone. You're good, just leave it on. We talked about with all those old guys, or not old guys, but the young men that were there, the young men that left, we've had many conversation, and part of that conversation, when they got cut, Coach, I've never been cut. Never been cut. So, some hard conversation. But here's the deal. One of the things I talked to him about was, but you don't want to not hear these words. Well done. Football is something you do. It's not who you are. Mm-hmm. So if you don't hear, if you don't want to hear these words, well done, my good and faithful servant. You don't not want to hear those words, because then you've truly been cut. So I just gave him something to think about, which was hard, still hard. But we're on a different plane. We're gonna land the plane. Land the plane. Thank you, JB. Yeah.
Boys, it's a blessing to have you too up on the hill. Gives us some reassurances. He's gone.